بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد. My respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts. My dear respected friends, like we finished our talk yesterday, that always do everything for your people, for your community, for your nation, for your people. It is well known and well said in India many, many times that khidmat se khuda milta hai. By serving somebody, you get Allah. Ibadat se jannat milti hai. That by making ibadah, worship of Allah, you get jannah. Then they further say, Allah jannat se afzal hai. That Allah is more superior and better than Jannah. There is no guarantee, my dear respected friends, if you get Jannah, you are going to get Allah. But definitely guaranteed, if you get Allah, you're going to get Jannah too. So my dear respected friends, serve the people, help them. Inshallah, Allah will give you that quality of fikr for the ummah. Don't hurt their feelings. Don't break their rights. Don't trouble them. For our norm of life today is, if somebody hurts us, we get so hurt in our hearts that we must take revenge, or we build up hatred in our hearts for that particular person. Or we begin to have jealousy within ourselves. Let us learn a lesson from Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, that from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our silsila, he is the fifth or the sixth sheikh. So is a story that they relate here in this booklet about Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, that once Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi was in a ship proceeding to Mecca for Hajj. Some miscreants decided to mock and jeer him. They tugged at him, insulted him, slapped him, and pushed him about while they were enjoying themselves in this manner. What would you do, my dear respected friends, if somebody did that to you? Roll up your sleeves and honor the guy? See what Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Ibrahim bin Adham that he should verbally curse them. Allah's wrath would overtake them and all of them would drown and be perished. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, whoever hurts my wali, I give him notice of war. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala imposes his enemies over his friends by way of trial, but he swiftly extracts vengeance and eliminates his enemies who harmed Allah's friends. When Hazrat Ibrahim was inspired by way of ilham to curse these naughty kids, he supplicated and made dua to Allah. O Allah, for my sake you have promised to accept my curse. I implore you, for my sake, open up the spiritual eyes, so they are saved from the spiritual calamity in which they are drowned. Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. Hidayat dawned on these naughty kids. They all regretted and fell at the feet of Hazrat Ibrahim rahmatullah alayhi, seeking forgiveness. And finally, after some time, every one of them became a wali. My dear respected friends, you can never ever fight fire with fire. You got to fight fire with water. Because if you fight fire with fire, you are spreading the fire. Likewise, if somebody does evil to you, you do evil to them, it's just spreading evil. Then it's gone with the peace. And we don't want such a situation to happen. Now, my dear respected friends, as we always say that Saturdays is reserved for discussions on death. For a few moments, while the kitab is being read, let us ponder that the affairs of Hazrat Shaykh Malana Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayh is coming from his kitab onto our hearts, from our hearts is spreading throughout our bodies while this kitab is being read for barakat. In a hadith of Ibn Majah, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, once 10 of us, including myself, visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When a man from the Ansar stood up and said, O Rasulullah, who is the wisest and the most prudent of men? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, the wisest of men are those who remember death more than everybody else and who are occupied in making preparation for the Akhirah more than everybody else. It is such people indeed who win distinctions in this world and who will be raised to positions of honor in the Akhirah. Now, my dear respected friends, from this hadith of Ibn Majah we learn that anybody that makes any preparation of death and preparation for the Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the status in the hereafter. Now, if only we could every day for a little while begin to picture that what we are sending through our devotions, our ibadat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the hereafter, that we read that if you make this certain amal, Allah gives you a palace in Jannah. You do this certain amal, Allah gives you damsels in Jannah. You do this, Allah give you a tree. You do this, Allah give you this. So when you ponder over all these things that you are sending, try to now begin to picture your garden of paradise. That it got this palace, it got this beautiful woman, it got this, it got that, it got that. Then what happens that slowly your heart goes towards that gardens that you are building. And then you want to go to that gardens. Now, when you want to go to that gardens, what is going to take you to those gardens? It is death that is going to take you to those gardens. So you will look forward to dying. So all this will happen by remembering death and thinking of what you are sending ahead of you with your amals. Allah make it possible for us to understand the statement and make amal on it. And then, my dear respected friends, many, many of us are afraid to die. And if I don't forget, sorry for my memory, I'm a diabetic and it is one of the symptoms of a diabetic that the memory goes a bit weak. We'll try to explain next week 4 types of different people regarding death. Who wants to die, who don't want to die, why they don't want to die, we will discuss it next Saturday, inshallah. But for the time being, my dear respected friends, right now when death is spoken about, it brings fear into a person's heart, makes him tremble, if he really, with sincerity, remembers their death. Why? It should not be like that. Because death is that ticket that is going to take you to Allah. Death is that ticket, or that journey, or that passage that is going to take you to the gardens of Jannah. So won't you look forward to die? And you'll wait and wait to die. Like happened with our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. He had been promised by Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his soul will be taken in Madinah Munawwara. He made hijrat from Saharanpur to Madinah Munawwara. He waited 10 years to die. Though he was prepared and left Saharanpur to die in Madinah Munawwara. So my dear respected friends, I learned one lesson from this. That the more you wait to die, the longer it takes to die. Really, honestly. I've experienced it with my spiritual mentor, and I'm experiencing it with myself also. The more I'm waiting for it, the more it's running away. So my dear respected friends, there is great benefit in remembering death. So remember it every day for a little while. We go further and see what our spiritual mentor has written. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, I asked permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to visit the graves of my mother, and I was allowed. So visit graves, for it helps in keeping death in mind. Another hadith has it to the effect that visit graves, for it helps to develop indifference to worldly interests and make one mindful of Akhirah. Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once Rasul Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, visit graves from time to time, for it serves as a reminder of the Akhirah. Give ghusl to the dead, for it is a cure for a person who is devoid of virtues and helps him to take heed. Attend funeral prayers, for it might make you feel concerned for the Akhirah. And those who have this concern remain in the shadow of Allah's mercy and seek a virtuous life. Now in the end of the hadith, here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings our attention that when we remember death, then inshallah we will come in the shadow of the mercy of Allah. And inshallah that will slowly, slowly lead us to a virtuous life. Now if a person is leading a virtuous life and is in the shadow of Allah's mercy, wallahi lazim, I take the oath of Allah, he needs nothing more in this world. Now all these can only be attained by remembering death excessively. So during the month of Ramadan, not only the 25 times that Ustad ask every day to remember death, do it on your own little time during the course of the day. You are now in the masjid and you are waiting for your salah. You got 2 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go. Go into meditation, clear your minds and hearts, and think of the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut, meaning every soul shall taste of death. That I am going to taste that death. What have I did till today? And is it going to carry me to the hereafter? Is it going to be of benefit to me? Is it going to bring punishment to me? Is it going to bring the pleasure of Allah, the joy of Allah? All these things built up while you are reading the ayat, Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Do a 2 minutes here and a 3 minutes there, and then if you total up in the course of the day, you will see many, many minutes you have did. May Allah make it possible for all of us to remember death excessively. Another hadith reports Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as saying, visit the sick and follow funerals, For these make one mindful of Akhirah. Once a divine was following a bear. When he came upon some people who were expressing their sorrow for the deceased, he said, "I suggest that you should grieve on your own account, for it will be more beneficial. This man passed away and has become immune from three difficulties and three afflictions. He need not fear to face the angel of death again. Number two, you will not have to suffer the throes of death again. And number three, he is no longer in danger of facing a bad end." Once Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu was following a janaza. When a wayfarer asked him, "Whose janaza is this?" He said, "It is your janaza. And if you resent and don't like it, it is mine." Saying so, "It is my janaza," he meant to say that this was no occasion for idle talk. One should rather think of one's own death on such occasions. Hazrat Hasan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "I am greatly amazed at the people who have been commanded to make preparations for the journey of the Akhirah, the call to embark on which has been announced. And yet they are engaged in worldly activities that are but a pastime. It is said of him that when he saw a janaza passing by, he looked so deeply grieved that one might think that Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi had just returned from the graveyard after burying his own mother. That's why, my dear respected friends, let us think of this death in a serious way and not just by lip service, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut, but in a serious manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible on all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.